Hey, Dr. Randy here. Did you know that your life today is really surprised? Maybe you're surprised to hear that habits really have significantly shaped your life. Every small action that you perform regularly will add up, creating a pattern that defines your daily existence. In fact, some say the majority of things that we do each day are habitual, things that we have learned. And frankly, God allows us to have habits to keep us from going crazy, having to think every day, how do I tie a shoe and how do I decide what I'm going to eat and where I'm going to go and how to drive a car and so on. But habits also can become very destructive. And today we're going to show you how habits are formed. And in particular, I want you to join me here at our Intentional Living Center. I'm live in our studio along with Jennifer. Welcome back, Jennifer and Stephen. And I'll tell you what I'd love. I'd love to have a discussion going here and think about one habit that you've developed in your life, a positive habit, a good habit, that's helped you in your relationships, maybe with your kids, with your marriage, with your coworkers, but some habit. Maybe it's a habit of, man, I had to learn how to clearly sit down and listen to my spouse. Or maybe I have a habit where instead of criticizing, I bite my tongue. I don't know what it is, but what's a positive habit, an encouraging habit, a healthy habit that you've developed in your life, in particular with the relationships that are important to you? Maybe starting right there in your marriage or your personal life, friends, family, what have you. 888-888-1717. You know, I think of myself, I've started a few habits. I mean, I don't need a pat on the back. I've talked about this before. I make the bed every day. Hello. I mean, it's not earth-shaking. It doesn't change the history of the world. But my wife, Donna, always did that. And I don't know, I woke up one day, I don't know, a year ago or so, and I said, well, I can do that. And now I own it. And my wife and I had a little conversation. She made the bed the other day and didn't do it right. So that's another habit I have to develop. Don't be critical, right? When your wife makes the bed wrong. But anyway, what are some habits that you developed that really have been positive? Something that's helped you in your marriage? Or maybe your spouse has, or someone you know has a habit that just really been so helpful to you and you want to give a shout out to them today. The goal here, here's the intentional goal. At the end of this half hour, you're thinking about one new habit you want to develop that'll bring glory to God and benefit in your marriage or family. All right, let's go. 888-888-1717.
Hearing Dr. Carlson's messages, it came out that the habit that I was going to try to replace would be to not interrupt. I had a habit of interrupting my husband when he would speak, and it was not always an intentionally bad thing. I would want to finish his sentences, or I would get excited and begin speaking about something that was similar, and I realized that he wasn't able to finish his thoughts, and that's what my habit that I wanted to drop was. And add in to replace it would be to listen intently and watch my body language and really hear his story and communicate that way, you know, without the eye rolling, without the shoulder shrugging. And so by the time I got to 30 days, which flew by really, before I knew it, I had done it and I felt good. I felt like I had actually achieved something, and my husband saw the change and he was excited, and so then he wanted to learn more. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and I think that's the point, you know, is to be able to get that initial goal reached, and then you set more goals and then you have another goal. So it just has been such a blessing. And now we're moving on to finances and other things.
Good for you. Hey, listen, thank you, Natalie. Listen, you know, one habit can change your life. And habits are sort of neutral. They don't care if it's going to be good or bad. They just are there, and your brain kicks in the gear, and you're going to decide which habits are going to stick or not, because habits are sticky business. I mean, they are sticky business. And some of us learned bad habits when we were kids, bad habits on eating, bad habits, come on, bad habits with our words, bad habits in how we interact with people. And one of the things we know about habits, they never really do go away. They're there. You just have to set them aside and learn something new to put in its place. Because here's a fact, And you all know this. Have you ever noticed that maybe you've gotten rid of a habit in your life that you know is not honoring to God and not beneficial to your life? But when you find yourself back in that same situation, that same trigger, time of day, a person, you kind of find yourself being drawn back into that bad habit. I'll tell you one of the habits I've had that when I'm by myself, maybe working alone and I get a little bored, it's kind of like I have to eat something, you know, get a snack, bowl of cereal, something. I don't need that. It's just a habit I developed at some point in the past. And so it brings a little comfort because here's the deal. This is what we know scientifically about habit formation. There's always a trigger that sets it off. But what's most powerful, what makes habits sticky, are cravings. Cravings play a huge role in habit formation. For a behavior to become a habit, our brain has to crave the reward that it produces. Now, boy, there are spiritual and relational significance to that statement. When you crave to have a marriage that honors God, and then you crave that so much, it's going to be easier to do the next right one thing in your marriage. When you crave a deep, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, that's going to help you form the habits that'll support that. And when those cravings are not there, it's hard to have a habit that will be formed and become sticky. Now, we talk about cravings. I was joking with Jennifer before the show, and I said, how many of you all, come on, raise your hand, have a broccoli craving? I mean, you get up in the morning and say, I just got to have broccoli. I mean, I'm not going to live the day without broccoli. But you can have a craving for chocolate, and even saying that word right now set the brain off in some of you, didn't it? And so what does Jennifer say? I got that backward, right, Jennifer? Well, we're supposed to have what? We're supposed to have the craving for
chocolate.
Chocolate, that's right. That's God's intention. God loves us so much, he wants us to crave sweet chocolate.
In small quantities.
Yeah, and I guess the dark stuff is supposed to be better, right?
That's what they say.
Okay. All right, so back to the question, the discussion here today. What's one thing, just sort of a habit you're developing or your spouse has developed in your marriage, it's making a difference, it's being helpful for you, give me a call. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. And Nancy, how are you today?
I am great.
Terrific.
It's raining here, but it's a beautiful day.
All right. Where in Michigan are you calling from that it's raining today?
The middle of the mitten.
Oh, let me see. Let me guess. Mount Pleasant, Midland, Alma.
St. Louis, right close to those.
There you go.
That you mentioned.
Right in the middle. All right. All right. What's a habit you've learned that's made a difference?
Listening before I speak. And it took me a while. Right now I'm 78, and it's probably been 11 years that I've, you know, a goal that I finally got it through my brain and my mind and whatever.
What happened to cause that?
Stop and listen. People were getting angry with me because I would, like, they would start to tell me something and I would think I knew the answer right away and jump in instead of listening to the end of the, you know, whatever they had to say. It happened with my husband years ago, and then it happened with my daughter and also my granddaughter. And the Lord helped me get that habit of listening.
Has it become a habit? I mean, is it pretty routine in your life
it's
now?
It's a habit.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
What difference has it made?
Yeah. Oh, it's the relationships are so much better. My family wants to be around me. You know, they just bring me different things that are of concern to them, and I listen, and then I don't always give my opinion, though. I just say, you know, just listen.
Yeah, listen, you know, the research just talks about 3 weeks to develop a habit. Some say 60 days. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. When you intentionally start to develop a better habit, you got to replace something. You got to take something out and put something in, right? and it's going to take time. That's why we talk about intentional living, the power of one thing, 30-day challenge. We're seeing lives change. We're seeing people, marriages turned around. We're seeing relationships change. We're seeing people who are developing godly habits that are strengthening their spiritual walk with Christ. I mean, clearly, you look at Scripture. I mean, that's a book that's teaching us these are the habits for me. These are the things we need to be doing habitually in our walk with Christ to grow in our relationship with Him. And so developing habits. One thing that's making a difference. What is it? Thank you, Nancy. Glad you called. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, life is hard, but we tend to make it harder than it really needs to be. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with 1 minute of intentional living that really could change your life. You can stop making life harder than it needs to be starting today. Do this one thing. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Hey, listen, I invite you to join me this Friday for a night of hope. You'll discover the secrets to truly experiencing freedom and peace in your marriage and your family and in your life as a single person. This Friday, a night to enjoy, to laugh, to learn, to be encouraged. In just 2 days, this Friday, Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona. Get your tickets right now at theintentionallife.com. They're available right now at theintentionallife.com.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope that you will pray about doing exactly what you heard Kurt mention. Right now, the ministry is closing out our fiscal year at the end of June, and we have some friends who are matching all the gifts coming in right now, dollar for dollar, up to that $10,000 mark. And that's going to be a big push toward closing this year. We have a need for $50,000 additional dollars to be able to close the books on this month and this year by the end of June. And I just want to throw that out there right now. Your gift, whatever it is, whatever God lays on your heart, would be huge because it's doubled. Can I just ask you and challenge you to be a part of a ministry that's making a difference? Join us in this mission right now. All you have to do is call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Press number 2, talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and just say, hey, I want to give a year-end gift to help with the ministry. Would you do that? If you're giving monthly, thank you. An additional gift for the year-end would be helpful, maybe in the 13th month, as it were, because we need your help. 888-888-1717. Talk about broccoli and chocolate. And Amy, bless her heart, down the hall. She just ran in the studio and brought me some Ghirardelli Intense Dark Chocolate. Did she bring you guys anything? Did you get one? You got one?
Yes,
Steven got
did.
One too? Wow, look at that. What else could we ask for? I'll tell you, but just seeing this, I wish we were on TV, develops a craving. I can't eat this while I'm talking to you all, but as soon as we're off the air... Okay, this chocolate's in trouble. We're talking about habits, though, and frankly and seriously, habits can make or break your marriage. Man, if you got a bad habit to be critical of your spouse, you're gonna bury that thing. If you got a bad habit of not listening to your kids, hey, you're damaging that thing, that relationship. And changing that habit, one simple thing, 30 days, I can promise you, it'll make a huge difference in your life, your future, your comfort, your peace, your freedom. God gets the glory, you get the benefit. That's intentional living. All right, join us. What's one thing that's going on in your marriage, your family, your relationships, a habit that's helpful? Someone's developed a habit that's helped you, or you've developed one that's making a difference. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Herb, you're next in Texas. How are you today?
Doing good.
All right. What's a habit you've developed that's helpful?
Well, when I was 28, I was going to Bible college, and I had two little girls and my wife, and of course you get in this in-depth study, and they come to you and say, hey, Dad, what about this or what about that? And so you say, okay. And a little bit later, you feel a little nudge, and they said, Dad, I thought you were going to do whatever it was they asked.
Mm.
And I finally discovered that in order to listen to my kids, my wife, I had to stop what I was doing, look them in the eye, and listen.
Yep.
That's been 40 some odd years ago. And now my grandkids, I have to apply that same principle.
Yeah. Yeah, see, what you're doing, Herb, is you're saying, I value you. People want to and need to feel valued. And what do you do? I mean, if you value something, you pay attention to it. It may not be that you always agree with your kids or your spouse, and you may have to discuss things. That's true. But it's very respectful to look someone in the eye. Kids, I think, are missing this today with so much social media and things that are going on. I've seen this, and I know there's research that supported that young people, in particular, growing up in this this digital world, have not learned some of the basics from generations past, including thank you and please and looking in the eye and just being there, being present. Listen, if you're a young person today, you're going to be on the top of the list for employment, for your career, for your relationships. If you do some of the basic things of please and thank you and looking in the eye, and Herb is saying 40 years ago, he learned you got to pay attention. If you pay attention, you got to connect and you got to look in the eye. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a restaurant and I see people at the table next to me who never look at the hostess or the server. They never look at them. They give their order and look down at their menu. They never look up. You wouldn't even know if the person, what their name was or who they are. And I've made it a practice. I look them in the eye. I know who they are and I connect with them and I say, hey, how was your day? And I told a story. My wife and I were in California a while ago, and we're at a Denny's. Busy morning, you know, Denny's, busy morning. We're having breakfast, and this lady was frazzled. I could see it. She came over, and I said, hey, how's your day going today? And she stopped, looked at me, said, you're the only person that's ever asked me that. And it's not going real well. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that, but it's going to get better when we all get out of here, right? She said, thank you. That person's valuable. God made that person. And when we have a habit to value people, looking them in the eye, connecting with them, listening to them, understanding them, it can be a huge impact in their lives. All right, what's a habit in your marriage, your family, that's making a difference? Or is making a difference because somebody's doing it and you're seeing it and you want to give them a shout out? Let's go. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. All right. Shanda is on the line. What's a habit that's working for you guys?
So we've been married almost 9 years, and my husband Rex is incredibly loving. He has two questions that he asks me on a regular basis that just melt my heart. He will often say to me, have I told you how much I love you yet today? or he will say, have I told you how beautiful you are today? And he can do that at midnight when I'm doing homework and I'm exhausted, or I'm cooking dinner or cleaning the bathroom. It doesn't matter what I look like or how I feel. He just melts my heart when he says it.
Fantastic. That build into your marriage in those times when it's a little tougher, you're building a kind of a bank account of love in the relationship, don't you think?
I feel like I can trust him, like I can depend on him and turn to him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the encouragement that is. Encouragement is like the oil. It's the grease that keeps the marriage going. You know, we get people who call and say, you know, when my spouse just touches me on the shoulder during the day and says, hey, I love you. That makes a big difference. We're talking about the little things that make a difference in a marriage. All right, let's go to Michigan. Jamie, how are you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, terrific. Thank you. Appreciate your call. What's going on? What's a habit that's making a difference in your life?
A habit that's really working for me is when something comes up or somebody brings up a topic, or, you know, where my attention can kind of get distracted. Before I go down that rabbit hole of, you know, taking that away, time away from God, I will say, I love the Lord so much more than I love this. And I just instantly catch myself when I start thinking thoughts or, you know, starting to get my attention distracted. It just really grounds me, and it allows me to stay close to God, and it allows me to not, you know, you can get into a conversation in your head, and you can go down some roads and get yourself worked up. And whether it's in my marriage or friendships or coworkers, I just find that keeps my peace, and it just then refocuses my attention back on the Lord. And so I just wanted to share that.
Now, are you talking about getting sidetracked with negativity or people or situations that you know are not good for your spirit and your soul?
Yeah, you know, and it can be something innocent even. You know, somebody tells you, hey, you know, did you hear so-and-so did this, or my sister did that, or, you know, or this person didn't get this done. And so rather than getting caught up in that, you know, or if my husband does something or my kids that kind of upset me, I just go, you know, I love the Lord way more than I love this feeling, and I'm trusting him to take care of it. And I just try and cut myself off at the knees, so to say, so that you don't let the devil in, so he can keep getting you worked up. And pretty soon it's very easy for your mind to go places that, you know, and you get yourself worked up. And so that has really been a helpful habit for me. And I get faster and faster at it all the time. So I was hoping maybe that might help somebody else today.
Yeah, it's very biblical too. I'm thinking of that passage where we're commanded to take captive every thought. Hello. We're talking about every thought. You know how many thoughts you have in a day? Millions. And the Bible reminds us, take captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. That's a tough job. Come on. We know that we're not perfect at it. But Jamie, thanks for reminding us. It's easy to get our minds and our thoughts slipping in the wrong direction. When it does, we can go down a rabbit hole of discouragement.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th, with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th, at Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona.
Sponsored in part by Compassion International.
Tickets are going fast. Get yours at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, we just had our final planning session for that this morning for what's coming up Friday night in Glendale. I am really pumped. This is going to be, we got so much going on that night. I said, man, we're going to have to keep moving, because Jordan is going to bring his band with him, and he's going to be sharing in worship and sharing his story and sharing some of the songs that you hear on the air every day. And looking forward to that. Kankel Fritz from the morning show, he and his wife, they're going to share their story. We're going to get a chance to hear more about what they've been through and the hope they've experienced in Christ. And then I get an opportunity to talk about five powerful things that I've been spending. My wife said, you've been spending a lot of time. Yeah, I have, because this is brand new. I'm spending a lot of time preparing for five powerful things that I honestly believe, and I know I've seen it, change people's lives intentionally. And so we got singles coming, we got couples coming, we got groups coming, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Please don't miss it. If you're able to come Friday night, it'll be a celebration. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn. It's just going to be a very unique evening. It's in Glendale, Arizona, the Phoenix area, of course, at the Haven Church, 7 o'clock, full evening. We're going to have our resources there. We're going to have Jordan and his band. I get a chance to speak. And anyway, get your tickets. All the proceeds going to the ministry, covering the cost, allow us to do this, frankly, because more important than anything is you and a ministry to you all. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Appreciate your call. What's the habit that's making a difference, looks like, with your grandkids?
Yeah, this is Mr. Tim, the bus driver.
Oh, hi, Tim.
My wife and I, hey, it's a long time no talk.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we invite the grandkids over. Spend the night, but no electronics. They got to leave them at home.
Oh,
they have to leave all their toys.
And how do they like
and,
that?
Them. Well, a couple of them, they're a little bit older. So no, that's good. We'll stay home, you know, kind of thing. But they always, usually they'll come. I just had only one come this last weekend, but it's special time. We get to look at everybody in the eye, and we get to have stories and play catch with the ball and just do some things that, you know, people normally don't do anymore. Then we couple that, usually we spend the night, and then we go to church the next day, and you know, and we go out to eat afterwards. But they all know when they come to grandma and grandpa's house, you can leave the electronics at home.
And leaving them at home because you're here so we can connect and be a part of your life. And you know, that's the key. All right, Tim. Thanks for driving the bus. Thanks for being a good granddad, a papa, whatever they call you. I'm papa, by the way. Whatever they call you, and keeping the electronics in bay is not easy today. Listen, did you hear him say, the older one, I don't know if I'm going over to papa's house or not. I think I'll just stay home with my, I don't know. I'm going to stay home and watch my YouTube or TikTok or whatever it is. All right, we're out of time today. We got to run, but I'll tell you what, we're going to leave the phone lines open. And we're going to continue to record talking about habits. One thing in your marriage, family, relationships is making a difference. We want to hear your story. Give us a call right now, 888-888-1717. And then we're going to air this program coming up on Monday, next Monday. Get your tickets Friday night, just a couple days away, right? Friday night, Glendale. Don't miss it. A Night of Hope. 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy, got to run. I'll be back tomorrow. Got a great show for you. See you then.